bam, and you say, God damn, this is a dope jam. Hi, I'm Broad. I'm broader than Broadway. I said, I'm broad. Yes, I'm broad. Said I'm broader than Broadway. And I'm a diddlin' myself. And it feels so good. Your sauce will mix with ours. And we'll make a good goulash, baby. Oh yeah, what time is it? It's time for Get Wood with your pal, moi. C'est moi, juste Wad. Jess Wad, ew. Hi, my name's Jess, and I'll be your pal here for about 30-odd minutes or so for some 30-odd stories of minutes or odd, you know what I'm saying? You do. Listen, if anybody can make sense of anything these days, I applaud you. Right now, I want to say it. You're welcome. Uh-huh. If you're watching here live, or if you're watching a replay, or if you're a repeat, I'm in syndication. This t-shirt that I've got on is from Jerome, Arizona, where I was just a visitang. Tang! And I will say this, I really enjoy it. It's fighting glaucoma since 1953. Apparently, they figured out in 1953 that marijuana, weed, the chronic trees could help you with your glaucoma, which I think is fantastic. And I love that Jerome kind of took, they kind of took a piece of the pie on this one, you know, like as if they were up there just like, hey man, oh shit, wait. I can see our crops like easier now. It's like clearer. Hold up, I can see it even clearer now. You know, like who discovered, and did they not get in trouble? I guess because it was for science. If you're smoking weed for science, I don't think you're going to get busted, man. Hey, man, that's cool. Hey, are you a scientist and shit? Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. That's awesome. It's like Timothy. Leary, Mr. LSD himself, he was also a science guy, like Bill Nye. What's going on with this framing? Hello, how do you do? So hi, how's everybody's week going? Okay, or how's it been? I'd see you on Tuesdays. I really enjoy you so much, and I enjoy you even more when you give me your feedback. It is so chef's kiss, delicious, delightful, and delectable, and delight, as in Miss You Know Who. But I really do enjoy it so much, and I thank you again. Now, this particular episode today, hello, lovers, it is really going to be chock full of subway stories. That's right, subway stories. You thought I was going to say Sean Combs stories. That's right, I use his government name. You know what? Sean, stop it. Sean, oh my God. What a, you know, I'm going to call him Sean because his name is Sean. I don't believe in the whole, you know, all his nicknames, and he kept changing his name. Listen, Sean, the only guys I know and gals who've changed their names are really on the criminal end of things. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Jess's mom and dad. It's true. Both my mom and my dad went under names that weren't their names. I know. That's some shady shit. Sean the Dirty Diddler. That's correct, sir. That is correct. Oh, but I'm going to say this. There is nothing that I could add to this conversation that I also didn't talk about last week. I did talk about it last week, but also this entire week has been just filled with Sean, you know? Oh, Mr. Combs, I need you to go to the principal. You know, my mom hated that. My mom hated that voice. Oh God, Jesse, not the white voice. Mom wore white. No. Oh, God. No, Jesse. No. No. Yes. Yes. Jesse. No. Anyway, we're Jews. Oh, God. Mom, you were bat mitzvah. Oh, God, no. Jesse, stop it. Stop it, Jesse. Don't be mean to your mother. That was like one of her favorite lines to me my entire life. Anyway, before I get into my Subway stories, I'd like to be shouting out my big old pal. Well, he's not very big, but he's a slighter gentleman. His name is Flacco, another person that doesn't go by his real name. How do you do? All I know is criminals. How you doing? How you's doing? I'm saying. Like, how come all I know is people who fucking go under an alias? It's, when you're raised by a couple criminals, you're probably gonna go around with people who remind you of your parents. The thing is, we can't help it. I even been to therapy, and I still can't help it. How do you do? Anyway, the date today, shout out to Flacco, because the date today, it's 4/2/24. But what is that backwards? A 4, a 2, a 24. Thank you very much. I know. Bring it in. Bring it in. That's right. Oh, I'll give you a big hug. Big, big love. Yeah. Shout out to Rob and Jen. Big love. Anyway, I wanted a big shout out, big ups, to Flacco. That's right. You know who you are. Do you remember on the radio when, I mean, I don't know, are there still shout-out shows and there's still dedication hour shows? Because I feel like the radio is not even happening anymore. Like, it's just all satellite radio now. There's not even really radio. But if there is radio, come in radio, is there shout-out, are there, are there shout out shows still, dedication hour shows. Are there? Can you please write to me and tell me? Because I don't know, I listen to the radio not a lot. Maybe when I'm in somebody's car, and I'm not really in a lot of car areas because I live in New York City. Anyway, I don't even live in the city. I'm out here in Coney Island in the goddamn boonies. But you know what? I love it. I love it out here. It's never been gentrified. That's one of the things that I love. You know that. I love that about it out here. Although it's been gentrified more than the Requiem for a Dream time. Remember Requiem for a Dream? I'm going to be on television. Lady reminded me of my mom. Anyway, just a big shout out to Flacco for 4/2/24. Over and out, Coney Island. Boop, 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 boop. It's pouring rain right now. And I have to go to work after this because I have been up since early morning. I was on the phone working. Now I'm here. This is work. Yes, I love it. It is my favorite work in the world. I would like it to be more of a paycheck. Thank you so much, universe. Anyways, then I have to go and be a waitress. But here's the thing. I don't like server. You know how people are changing words now to like make them feel better? And it's always the people who don't do or are in that area or in that circumstance of life. Like, I don't like unhoused. Unhoused sounds final. Like unhoused, period. You know what I mean? Whereas like homeless is like, you know what? I'm between homes. It's like jobless. Like you wouldn't say unjobbed. Like, that sounds pretty fucking harsh. Like, you're unjobbed, bitch. Like, okay. You know what I mean? So unhoused, I'm not a fan of. And I don't feel like the homeless folk came up with that. Like, one day they were like, you know what? I don't like this whole homeless bit. Let's work on our marketing and our PR. Well, they're not trying to get more people over there. And they're not trying to make themselves look like, oh, this is it, period, goodbye. They want a chance at life like everybody else because they're fucking humans like everybody else. Shallow mermans. Oh, why is it always going to be a merman? Why can't it be a mermaid that's doing it? Because the merman are, you know who you are, the fucking keeping them down. Anyways, let's move it along, shall we? Thank you so much. And thanks for being here. Did I tell you how much I appreciated you? I did. And then I asked for you to send money. So here's the thing. Listen, it's not a drive. I don't mean in a car. I mean a fucking fundraiser. Okay. Meow. Meow, that's me erasing whatever you, this is me erasing the mind part of your, it's not, I don't have that power. But what I do have the power of to tell you is a story about what had happened to me on the trains this week in New York City. And it was wild. Okay, so the first story isn't that wild. It's not. I'll admit it. It's not as wild as the second story, but I'll tell you it anyhow. So I have a bit of pink in my hair. I don't know if it really reads on camera. but I have a bit of pink. So I'm on the train, and a lady who's like maybe 25 years older than me, I don't mean to be rude, but you know, I'm an elders and she's an elder of the elders. So she came on, she had some blue hair. That's right. And she came, she looked at me, oh, hello. And she sat right next to me, white lady, blue hair. And I don't mean like a blue hair, do you know? Because that's what we usually call a senior citizen. We used to, now they're punk rockers in their senior time and they're keeping their hair dyed because fuck everybody. And anyways, I understand. So she's apparently, she's an English woman. How do you do? How are you? I like your hair. Well, I like yours as well, I say. And it's very hard for me because I'm like my mom in this way where I have to kind of mimic whoever is talking to me. It's not a good look. Let me tell you something. It's not a great look. It just is a little embarrassing sometimes, especially when it's certain. Just don't do it is what I'm saying. So I was really very, you know, practicing my being present, grounded, active listening. And she and I were talking about people talking to you on the train when you have dyed hair. And she goes, I noticed that a lot of people talk to me because of my hair. Is that right? Is that for you? Does that go for you as well? And I was like, actually, I'm going to tell you something, lady. People talk to me, hair, blonde, pink, don't matter, in a hat, greasy, braided. It doesn't matter. Me and the strangers on the train, forget about it. We're like, I'm pumping my fist. I'm crossing my fingers. Like all the things that make you really close. So she and I had a fantastic chat. She got off the train before I did. And it was all lovely. She didn't miss her stop. You know, she's a bit nervous about missing a stop on the way up. And I said, don't worry, I've got your back. You know, also, speaking of which, now, I don't want to sound like an asshole when I say this, but, oh, man, I do risk sounding like a big asshole. So just here we go. So you've heard of these women getting hit in the face when they're walking down the street in New York City. And it's not just that they're not just walking down the street and they're getting hit. They're walking down the street on their phone. And I must say, now look, I don't think that hitting is a good idea. I'm not advocating hitting, especially don't hit us. Don't hit ladies. It's proven scientifically that most of us are weaker than y'all and y'all could kill us. You know what I mean? So chill out. But the New Yorker in me and like the fast walker, violent on in a drop of a fucking hat, in a New York minute. Someone's at the fucking top of the stairs when we're trying to exit the subway station. They're on their phone. Listen, I kind of get it. And anybody else here in New York who's been here for a long time, even if you haven't been here for a long time, but you've been here for a strong time and you're like, motherfucker, what? Move it along. Like get into IRL. You know what I'm saying? The fact that I even said IRL about in real life, it goes to show you how poisoned we are. I work with a woman who says LOL. She doesn't laugh. She says LOL. 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 Oh my God. LOL. The fuck has happened to us? So a swift knock in the head. So mean. Maybe it, you know, hey, like we're get. Listen, George Carlin, he wasn't as violent about it, but he was very upset when people started wearing Walkmans. Remember the headphones and they would have their Walkman? And he's like, what gives you the right to have some other life going on when we're all here in this block, in this train, in this life, in this moment, and you're like somehow divorced from this moment and you get to choose what you hear and what you're doing? No, motherfucker, we're all in this together. And so I feel like, ooh, what would Carlin do? You know what I mean? WWGW or GD. What the fuck ever initials it is. You guys know I'm not good at spelling. That it's a very fine line. I don't want to be violent, but you know, I used to make a joke about stabbing people not to death, no killings, but just a little scare to get the rents down. Now, do you think that this is going to get the rents down a little bit? Do you think people are going to start to flee if their young ladies are getting punched in the head for being on the phone too much and walking down the street and getting on people's nerves? Now, listen, granted, a lot of these gentlemen, and I shouldn't even call them gentlemen, these motherfuckers that are throwing their fists around, they're not well. Like, a few of them have been caught, and it's not. But also, people are doing like copycat. I shouldn't laugh. Stop laughing, Jessica. That's a violent situation. Okay, let me get on to a different story now. Let me get away from the violence and on to, but the thing is like, I hate to say it, but man, get off your fucking phone and be in real, just be here now. You know, I want to say fuck you, but I also want to like take a breath and sit in a lotus position and say be here now, because the aliens are coming. The grid's going down. You're going to have to listen to all my stories all the time when the grid goes down. Anyway, why am I so aggressive right now? You know, speaking of me and being aggressive, I'll get back to the subway in a second. I was writing down something that I realized the other day about myself. And I talked to other women about this. And I don't know, it may happen to men as well. But I think it's mostly with us, unfortunately. And that is when you get together with someone and then you automatically are into what they're into. And I don't mean sexually. I don't mean sexually. I mean, you know, that you're into what they're into. Like, okay, so perfect example. I dated a guy who was a boxer. And all of a sudden, I was like, yeah, let's go. Let's go to the ring. And I'm going to box train. And I was box training. Not that I was going to get in the ring and spar with people, but I definitely got like really into the boxing training of it all, right? I was with a guy who, I wrote it down because I was trying to remember. I was with a guy who... oh, you're into heroin? I'm totally into heroin with you. I mean, it's not hard. It's actually not hard, unfortunately, to get people to get into heroin with you. It's quite easy. Why the laughter again? It's an inappropriate place to laugh. And yet, it just makes so much sense. Doesn't it? Anyway, so you're into boxing, I go to the gym with you. You're into heroin, I go to the spots with you. But the problem was the one guy that I dated that was really wealthy and his family had money, I had no idea how to emulate or try to get in on that hustle. Do you hear me? I had no idea how to then be like, oh, this is the high life. Here I come, high life. Look out. You know, I was like, oh no. Like I would get sick on every vacation. You know, I'd be there, but I'd be in the bed. Oh, anxious belly. I don't belong here. Like, what the fuck, yo? Well, it's truth. It's truth. So I could easily get pulled into some crazy shit. Even the boxing. That shit is crazy. Have you ever tried the boxing? Have you ever tried that workout even? Just the workout of the boxing work of the boxer. Like 3-minute jump rope, 3-minute speed bag, 3-minute heavy bag. Like, bitch. What? You are just a sweaty, blotchy, smelly, but, oh, your ass looks so good. Ooh, your ass looks terrific. Gee, your ass looks terrific. So let's get back to the subway story. Speaking of asses, because I've told you about the bunny man before, and I'm not talking about Echo and. If you get that reference, you better go get a colonoscopy. The bunny man who is on the G train. He's not on the G train. Pardon me. He's on the Q train. The bunny man is the bigger white man who has the homemade floppy bunny ear hat thing that's spooky. It's spookier than Donnie Darko. Listen, somebody always posts a picture of the Donnie Darko bunny on over Easter, no matter what. There's always some you know, there's a lot of dark bunny memes out there. And then there's always somebody that puts up the Donnie Darko bunny. But this bunny, and he's, there he is, breathing and yelling in front of you on the Q train. So listen, I've talked to you about him before. He was on one time with his ukulele, and he was banging on the, he does it, I'm a bunny. But it's not, here's the thing. It seems like maybe he should have it down. Like, I've seen him now numerous times. And it seems like he should have it down because it's the same shtick every time. It may even be the same song, but he somehow never gets through it. And how come he never gets through it, Jess? Because he blames someone in the vicinity for fucking him up or making a ruckus or interrupting him or being too loud, which is what had happened to us. And I say us, it was me and some strangers, these dudes. Okay, so what had happened? Okay, so I had been working, and it was a long, long day of Easter work, and, you know, I don't know, Jesus, he came around, and there was all these children, and there was a lot of Easter talk, and anyway, look, it was just a long day. So then I get on the train after, you know, nine and a half hours of work. I get on the train, and here's that fucking bunny guy, right? And he gets up, and he just comes. He comes in hot, you know? He comes in the door, and he's just hot. Hey! Like, okay, you know, it's not like, hey, it's showtime. Like, I will take showtime anytime over the bunny man, okay? But before the bunny man had even come in, there were these other two men that had joined us on the train. And I don't know, they were old. A couple of white guys, old, like white beards coming down. Both of them, hair white coming down. Disheveled, oh so disheveled, but not homeless. Like you could tell, not homeless, but disheveled as fuck. And one of them's in a wheelchair and the other one is pushing him. Are they lovers? Are they brothers? I don't know. No one knows. But they get on the train and boy, is it loud when they enter the train. Okay. But they're not trying to get our attention. It's just who they are. And so the driver, he goes, lock it up. And he means to the wheelchair. So the wheelchair guy locks the thing. But he's now in the middle of the aisle, blocking both the doors and the aisle, and there they are. So it's late, you know, in the nighttime, so it's not that crowded, but it's crowded enough. So now driver sits down and he yells over to the guy he's wheeling around, what do you want for dinner? Tuna fish. And I mean, it's so loud that I get up and I move seats because he's screaming at this man about his meal prep. And so I get up and I move seats, which is fine. I don't mind. My legs work. God bless. I'm fucking grateful. So I go over and I sit next to this young black gentleman, very handsome, by the way, with his headphones on, though. You know, so I'm not trying to chat with him, but, you know, I look at him and smile. I'm trying to get a smile. Again, real life. Real life. Anyway, speaking of real life, old bunny man comes bounding on, and the two, you know, wheelchair and his driver are down at the end of the car, and Bunny Man comes on our car, our area, and he's like, who am I? And I go, oh, Bunny. And he goes, yeah. And so I feel like, hey, I'm kind of part of the, hey. And he goes, who am I? And I'm like, Bunny. And he's like, yeah. And then the guys next to me are just lit up. And I go, I know, it's the bunny guy, right? And the one guy goes, I'm from Spain. I my son, he asks me, if you see anything crazy in New York, please record it for me and send it to me. And now I have something to record for him. And I was like, oh, look at this, huh? Is this a magical time or what? Meanwhile, Bunny is like smacking on the fucking top, his, you know, his MO, where he goes and smacks on the top of the fucking, where the ads are, and it's plastic above the doors. I'm a bunny. And then he stops. And well, before he stops and he's going, I'm a bunny. What am I? I'm a bunny. And there's a little pause between what am I? And the guy, driver down at the end of the car goes, you're a schmuck. And oh, it really broke us all up. So we all are kind of laughing. Even the cute guy next to me, we're like, hey, share a little laugh. Then Spain is recording, and so are a bunch of other people recording. And he goes, I'm a bunny. And then Spain goes, oh, this is great. And I go, I know, right? And he, all of a sudden, he stops singing, and he fucking looks at me, and he goes, what's the idea anyway? And his, you know, his homemade ear flaps flopping. And I go, what's what idea? And he goes, the idea of fucking up my song. And I said, I wasn't fucking up your song. I'm supporting you. I was here. You're a bunny. And he goes, yeah. At first, you're like, you're a bunny. You're a bunny. Then I start my song and you fucking start talking to these guys. And I go, hey, why are you yelling at us? Those guys called you a name. And he goes, because I'm like, fuck you. We're all witnessing what's happening on this train. And we were supporter. And that guy called you a schmuck. And he goes, that guy's crazy. I give him a pass. And I'm like, well, I'm not giving you a pass for yelling at us and calling us names, and I'm here to support you. And he goes, you're not fucking supporting me. And then he goes on a whole tirade. He goes like this. He goes, yeah, okay, maybe I've had a hard day today, and maybe I'm taking it out on you. All right, sure. But did you have to interrupt my performance? You know, as a performance artist, I don't think you understand how important it is to get your lyrics out, for people to hear your words, to get your point across. And I was like, okay, man, sorry, God, but you don't have to yell at us. We weren't yelling at you, and we were keeping our voices down as opposed to who's yelling over there. And he's like, fuck you. And then he said to the guy next to me, and fuck you, you fucking pansy. He said that he made fun of something, something. And the guy was like, oh, Spain. But got it all on tape. So his son will have something really nice to look at when he gets home. And then Bunnyman, he had a fight with somebody else at the other end of the car when he was on his way out. And meanwhile, the people, old driver and Mr. In the chair guys, they were getting yelled at the next stop. Because why? Because there were these two teenage black girls that were trying to get their strollers on. Even though every other door was open and clear, they somehow had chosen this magical door where these men were. And this one girl goes in and she goes, somebody move this shit. And it was like, you mean the wheelchair man? And so, oh, we tried not to laugh that time. And then the gentleman next to me was like, this is a crazy train tonight. And I said, sir, that is an underestimation of what the fuck we're seeing in just in the last 15 minutes. Like, what the fuck is happening? I mean, in hindsight, hilarious and, you know, hopefully of entertaining to you and your pals that you pass this on to. You know, why not? Have a good time. Giggle at my expense. Go take the Q train. See if you see the bunny man. If you know who I speak of, please write to me. Also, if you know what I'm talking about when you date someone and you decide to do like what they do, write to me. I just want to hear from you. I just want to know what you're about. You know, that's my deal. Oh, God. Well, anything else? No, it's only a couple minutes left. And I tell you what, I'll end it the way I began it on account of this, all these allegations, right? And all this sex trafficking stuff. So if you know me, you know, I had some situations where when I was a teenager, I also was sex trafficked through my friend's grandma, and it was really just not a good scene. However, what I find happening now is when I hear these stories, I mean, I'm horrified at all of these stories, and I was horrified at the Epstein Island thing, and you know it, I talked about it, but I also am kind of resentful for the fact that, man, a lot of these girls and guys are getting paid, you know, for what they went through. And I'm just saying, I feel like I'm owed some money, you know, and I don't know how I would get that. If any of you are lawyers or friends of lawyers, married lawyers, dating a lawyer, fucking a lawyer, jerking a lawyer off, and you know the answer to this, please let me know. Because even homeboy died in Arizona, I don't even get any money off of that. How about that shit? And people are like, how are you not getting any money off of that? And I say, well, he didn't have a job. I mean, that's as far as I know. I didn't think you had any money if you didn't have a job and you died. Like my mom, even she had residuals from acting and stuff. She wasn't rich, but there was a few grand When she died, I think I got $3,000. That's a huge, that to me, windfall. I look forward to selling my story for way more. Anyway, listen, this has been a Club JJ. If you get that, I love you. I love you anyway, even if you don't get it and you have to look up what the fuck I'm talking about. I love you so much. I love you for watching. I love you for listening. I love you for passing this on. I love you for donating anything that you can, whenever you can. And I think the world of you. And you know, you're doing great. Whatever you're doing, if you're not hurting yourself and you're not hurting anybody else, you're fucking killing it. That I'm here to remind you of that. And don't do anything you don't want to do. And stop putting so much energy towards people or things that don't return said energy. And end with that. Okay. I love y'all so much. I hope you had a good time. I did. I always do. I adore you. Have a great week. I'll see you next Tuesday. I'm off to work. I love yous. I do love yous as well. Okay, yeah. 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 Oh, yeah.